It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. Who did the world of professional wrestling recruit as the ultimate heel? Forming the Dangerous Alliance and body slammed his way into immortality?
No police!
When Atlas needed a break from holding up the world, who did the gods of Mount Olympus beckon?
No police!
Now, this worldly ex-grappler has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, thank the gods he's only on the radio for an hour. Paul LaVoy.
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
Oh, we're so ornery today. It's because the teacher is here. That's why. Always. Always, always, always. And Larry Olson. I keep wanting to say Larry O'Brien because we were talking basketball, right?
Commissioner.
I think, what did she do to me here? All right, here, I got it. Not yet. She sometimes messes with the buttons just to mess with me, you know, and the knobs and the, yeah. Well, it was sitting at 2 o'clock. It's usually at 3. So anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. That's Tech Talk for you. Yeah, usually at 2 o'clock now, or usually at 3, now it's at 2. Anyway, you'll hear Larry's name in the next half hour as well, because we have David Rose is going to be on. He's, of course, the Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board President. David Rose, I had to record him yesterday. He's busy on these...
campaign trail?
I don't know if it's that, or it's like endorsement interviews and this and that and the other thing. I don't know. I guess he's working for Nike. Who knows, right? That's what I call endorsements. Anyway, it is Wednesday, April 22nd, 2026, and the official start of Desert Storm Week.
Exciting. I remember last year that one boat that flipped upside down.
Oh, yeah. It's funny because that's... publicity, I mean, it's great publicity, but is it really the publicity you want, right?
No.
So, but today, a lot of people don't know about this. A lot of those power boat owners, they take the boats out for kids with disabilities and special needs. It's called Cruising for a Cause. They do it on their own dime and everything. I've never even been on one of those boats, right? Would that be a chance of a lifetime or what?
What a great opportunity.
Exactly, exactly. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on for the public to consume. Would be tomorrow on Main Street would be the big party, right? The Main Street Desert Storm Party, and they're calling the Commons the Eye of the Storm. That's where everything's going to be. I'll be down there. I wouldn't say broadcasting live, but I'll definitely be hosting for DSM events and the Desert Storm event. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, welcome to the show. We're broadcasting live from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. You can find, see, you like that. You can find City Maytag, 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Are you one of the 17 listeners?
I do listen from time to time.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Nice, nice. Yeah. I thought of that because City Maytag was becoming such a big sponsor for sports in that. Why don't they sponsor this room? Because there's no sink in here, right?
That's right.
It's kind of perfect. So, anyway, congratulations to you, Mr. Olson. It feels weird saying Mr. Olson, like Mrs. Olson, right? The coffee.
Yep.
On your new assignment for next year.
Absolutely.
You're going to be the Thunderbolt Middle School principal.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Got a great team working over there already. Amy Barney has done a tremendous job in the last 14 months. Filling her shoes is going to be a challenge. We have the best staff in town. We're going to take that momentum that we got right now and keep rolling.
Do you have a chance to collaborate with Ms. Barney at all as far as what's worked and what hasn't worked?
Yes. In my role at the district now, I'm what's called a thought partner as a math coach. So I get to speak to the principals and we bounce ideas off each other. So, yeah, we've been in communication. Since I was named principal for next year, I've been allowed to work over there probably 3 hours a day to learn the processes and make that transition even smoother.
What makes the job of principal actually principal? What makes it unique?
A lot of things.
So you were just saying, you know, this process, that process, and I thought, yes. Wow, okay. I just sit there and wait for kids to come in and chew out, you know?
There's the academic part of it, raising the rigor, so we have students in honors classes, the athletic side of it, students with special needs. It's every day is something new. It's a challenge. I love it because it is not mundane. You don't know what's going to happen today.
Right. What led you to the decision to actually put in for the job?
My why is both my children went to Thunderbolt. They were there in the early 2010s, and they had such a wonderful experience. They ended up, one went to the United States Naval Academy, and one went to the Colorado School of Mines.
Wow.
One majored in math, which I was very happy
for. Yeah, go figure, right?
And Colorado Mines is a chemical engineer. So they both, what I'm saying is, they had so much opportunity at Thunderbolt and then continued in LHHS that we do have opportunities for kids to succeed. I want to have that available for all students.
Talk about your daughter who's in the military. There's a lot of pride there.
Absolutely. I was proud of her before she even went in, but man.
What's her first name?
Her first name's Kayla.
Kayla, okay.
Yeah, she went to the Naval Academy right out of high school. She got Senator McCain's
appointment.
Appointment,
yeah,
yes.
Nice, very good.
And then, so she spent her 4 years there, chose to go into the Marine Corps. You come out of the Naval Academy as a second lieutenant, and then she got promoted to first lieutenant, and then she got promoted to captain. She was deployed 3 times. She went to Norway twice, and then on a humanitarian trip to Haiti after earthquake and typhoon.
Oh, wow.
But she got the best billet. She was in Washington, D.C. at 8th and I. It's the oldest Marine Corps institution in the United States, the original. And because she was in Washington, D.C., she was called a White House social aide. So she got to work at the White House.
Whoa.
She was part of Jimmy Carter's funeral procession, and she got to walk J.D. Vance's children down for the inauguration.
Wow, what an amazing honor. That's fantastic. Is there any kind of certificate or pictures that go along with that she can share with mom and dad?
Most of it, yeah, she can share. There were some times where, being in the military, she couldn't tell us a whole lot of details.
Right. We're talking about the second inauguration, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that's fantastic. Your job right now, one of your duties, you are the math coordinator for the district, mathematics coordinator. Tell us about that.
This year, well, I work with kindergarten through high school. So this year, my main focus was adopting a new curriculum for the elementary schools. We'd been using Singapore mathematics, which has mixed reviews. The parents definitely did not like it. It was not math the way you and I were taught math.
Is that like Common Core?
In a way, yes. It's very visual and kind of just a different way of thinking. And majority of our teachers didn't learn that way. So it was hard to teach the teachers to then teach the students.
So what did you evolve to?
It's called Big Ideas Math. It's exactly what we use in grades 7 through 12. So the fact that we have now a unified math curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, same authors, same vocabulary, the same
nomenclature.
Yes,
I got you.
Exactly,
I got you. So, yeah, I think it would be difficult for someone like me. I mean, I had college calculus, statistics. You know, went a little bit up there as far as math goes, but it would be difficult to learn a new to see your kids doing a different style of math. Well, how do I check that? And did they check? Are they checking themselves now the way we used to?
They do
checking the answers.
but the problem was that the student was taught to do it this way, and the parent goes, no. Here's the way we should do it.
And then the student gets gigged on it grade-wise, right?
Yeah, what am I doing here?
Mm-hmm, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. So is math one of those subjects that's universal? There's no there's no cultural bias to it, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. There's no controversy. Are you teaching, you know, Darwinism? Or are we teaching?
Right. Where do you see the most successful math student? Is it a girl? Is it a boy? Is it from a certain family, certain background? Are they just math geniuses all of a sudden?
Well, some people are gifted like that. But
Marissa's sister, for one, right?
Yeah.
Mandy.
Mandy is very
smart. Yeah.
I think the biggest thing is math students come from parents that practice their math facts.
Oh. Give me an example.
What I did with my children was just on the way to school. You're in the car already. Hey, what's 5 times 8? You're just driving.
40. Okay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Start doing subtraction. Start doing addition. What's negative 5 plus 10? They knew their positive and negatives in fourth grade.
Negative 5 plus 10 is positive 5.
Excellent. Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So those math facts, as I taught algebra, you teach the step to isolate the variable. We divide both sides.
Sure. Work inside the quantity first.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So the students understood
the steps.
Still
call that the quantity?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They knew the math that they were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was their calculations that messed them up.
I got you. Yeah, that's the one thing. Once you learn that, work inside those brackets and then work out, right?
Absolutely.
And then find your common denominators, boom, solved. Extra credit.
Yeah.
So you handed me something right before the show. What is Junior SMART? What does SMART stand for?
SMART stands for Summer Math Achievement, Readiness, and Transition. And we do this from 6th grade going to 7th grade. And we also do it from 8th grade going to 9th grade. The T in SMART is transition. These students are transitioning from one site to a new building.
Mm-hmm.
And I want them comfortable when they start school. So that transition, one of the days during SMART is we get their class schedule, and we walk the campus. Here's where your math class is going to be. Here's where your English class is. Here's where social studies is. Let's go downstairs and find PE. So on that very first day at school, they're comfortable. They know where they're supposed to go.
Right, right. And they know the time it takes to get from here to here, and there's no being tardy or disrupting anyone else's day.
Absolutely. And then that anxiety they all have on their locker.
Right.
Seventh graders and lockers, that's a big, big,
really?
Big fear.
I didn't realize they still use lockers because of the backpacks, you know. They're just, seems like they're huge anymore.
High school, definitely, they do not use their lockers at all. Middle school still does.
Oh, okay. Where did you go to school, Larry?
I went to the great University of Wyoming, Laramie, Wyoming.
The great university, huh? And we're probably almost the same age, I would say. So you guys, the Rebels and the Cowboys were in the same conference then.
Yep, the Western Athletic Conference, which transformed into the Mountain West.
Right, absolutely. Those were some pretty good days, actually, rivalry-wise in basketball. And you played a little ball, right?
I did play high school basketball, and then I was fortunate. I got to be a practice player for the Wyoming Wildcatters. We are the farm team of the Denver Nuggets.
Oh.
I was not near as good as those gentlemen, but I had fun.
Alex English or Dan Issel?
Alex English was on the Nuggets at the time.
Right.
Dan Issel was still playing, too.
Oh, he was? Wow.
This is 84 through 86.
Sure.
Yeah.
Those were good times.
T.R. Dunn.
Wow. Taking it back a little ways there. So I'm going to go ahead. I guess we can take a short break. You come back and we'll talk a little bit more about Junior SMART. And you're going to be a junior high principal. Did you ever think?
I did not think that. I'm watching this transformation the last 14 months and thinking, I could do this.
Yeah, okay, perfect. That's all it takes sometimes. I wanted to ask you, too, when we come back, kind of think about this a little bit. There's been some turnover in that position, you know, to see how you feel about that. And maybe you have a plan to make it permanent, right?
Right.
All right. Back with more in a moment. You remember Schoolhouse Rock?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to go a little Conjunction. Are you good as an English student, by the way?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Most math people are.
Yeah.
So, all right. Back with more in a moment. We have Larry Olson here. He is the new Thunderbolt Middle School principal for next year and the current mathematics coordinator for Lake Havasu Unified School District. David Rose will be on a little bit later in a recorded interview. He's got bigger fish to fry nowadays, right?
All right. Busy man.
Stay with us. I'll be right back on Speak Out. You can call in for about the next 10 minutes or so, 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Never mind. I wouldn't do that. I'm fat enough now.
What's your function?
Hooking up phrases and clauses that balance like out of the frying pan and into the fire. He cut loose the sandbags, but the balloon wouldn't go any higher. Let's go up to the mountains or down to the seas. You should always say thank you or at least say please.
I love this when you ask someone who's not familiar who does this song, right?
Aha.
Exactly. I love the video, the drawing in that. Yeah, it's pretty cool. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by, of course, Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. By Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. I got to hear this for a second. You suggested 80s, I just couldn't resist, right?
I appreciate you playing it.
No problem. And you mentioned Def Leppard, too. A $12.50 ticket you found? Ticket stub, or your wife found?
My wife found a ticket stub from 1987.
Man.
$12.50.
It's all flipped upside down now, right? They don't get the royalties from the music so much, so they charge up the you-know-what for concert tickets. It's crazy. It's all upside down. Also by Salmon's Air Conditioning, by Blonzy Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road, and by A&B Propane, abpropaneaz.com. And don't forget, we stream live. If you're you can't get us on 106.75 or 3, we're at kntrtalk.com. And Marissa June, you know her real name, Marissa June will be posting the show at around 12:15. You can listen back to all things Lake Havasu Unified School District. And we have new incoming Thunderbolt principal. That must feel really good, right?
It's a good title.
Larry Olson is here. And your wife works in the district, too.
Yes, she's the director of student achievement. I used to call it the curriculum director, but now student achievement is
right.
The new title.
So she's brass, right? She's administration. Is that what you call that?
She's my boss at home and boss at work.
Right. So you went to what do you call that? UW? University of Wyoming? You call it UW?
Yep.
It's like Washington, the same thing, though.
Exactly. I think we had it first, though.
Yeah, you probably did. Absolutely. And then where did you go from there?
I came here. I graduated, and I had to take a summer school class. Don't tell anybody. And
was it like the movie with Mark Harmon?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we Chainsaw Dave. I didn't graduate until July.
Chainsaw Dave. Good call. That's a great call.
So who's hiring math teachers in July?
Oh, right.
Not a whole lot. So Wyoming, I went to their job placement office, and they said, there's a job in Lake Havasu. I go, where? Lake Havasu. So I was like, okay, I'll go down there for 1 year, and then go back to Wyoming.
Did you go in July? Sorry to interrupt.
I did. I interviewed on July 22nd. It was like 122 degrees that day.
Yeah, but you're in air conditioning.
This is before Zoom, so I had to come down here in person for the interview.
Right.
And after that year, I just loved the town. I loved the sense of community. I liked my coworkers. I'm going to stay here the rest of my career.
How long ago was that?
That was a
longer than you care to admit.
1990. I'm in year 36.
I had just finished my first year in radio. 1990. That's crazy. And I was in Laughlin. I want to talk about the Summer Math Achievement Readiness and Transition Program, or Junior SMART. It's coming for incoming 7th grade students July 6th through the 23rd. Is there a sign up for this?
Yeah, we have. This week I've been going to each of the 6th grade elementary schools, talking to the classes, trying to drum up some business. And so I hand them a flyer, has a QR code on it that parents can register beginning this Saturday, because I wanted it to be equitable. I wanted it to be fair. Yeah, I went to Nautilus first, but that doesn't mean Nautilus kids get in, Matt. So I had to systematically think of a QR code. So Saturday at 10 a.m., we begin applying for it. It's also on our social media for the district Facebook page. Jason Usery has done a great job promoting it.
He's doing a great job, period, I think.
I think so, too.
So it's Monday through Thursday, 8 to 12, 8 in the morning until noon. And then what classrooms are you using? It's at Thunderbolt?
It's at Thunderbolt. I don't know which classrooms. Probably in in what's called B Hall.
Are you going to double dip then and be a math teacher and the principal?
Nah, I can't do that. I wish. I enjoy teaching math that much. I can't
really?
Wait. Oh, yeah. I think on a good day I'm going to be in classrooms helping co-teach a lesson. I love being around students.
So recently there was a group of students that went as high as physics in mathematics and that. Is the district prepared to teach that level of math right now?
Yes, we definitely have a great pipeline of math teachers. We have the eighth grade algebra, which then students would take honors geometry as a sophomore or as a freshman. Algebra, we call it algebra 3-4, algebra 2 for sophomores. Pre-calculus or dual enrollment college algebra through Mojave College. And then right now, not as many are taking calculus as we would like. I think we have a class of 24 this year taking calculus. We couldn't even offer physics. It's in the science department. There are just, like in the state of Arizona, 6 certified physics teachers.
That's not a lot.
No.
No.
If you have that degree, making $55,000 a year is not.
Right. Well, Mr. Arand taught physics, correct? But he's gone now. Eric Arand?
Oh, Eric Arand. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah,
he was at ASU.
ASU.
Right, right. But he's gone back east now, so.
Yeah, he's in Chicago now.
Oh, he is. Okay. We're going to need to go to the next segment here pretty soon. We talked a little bit before the break about the turnover at Thunderbolt and that, and I've had a few of the principals on here. And I don't want to see you as one of those, oh, he was the principal at Thunderbolt. How do you deal with that? How are you going to address that and make it the permanent position? That's Mr. Olson's office.
I think you just have to have goals, short-term goals, long-term goals. A short-term goal, right now we're a letter grade of C. I want to get us to a B. Long-term goal, I want to be an A.
How long does that usually take to go up a letter grade for the school?
We're going to do it in 1 year. So it's going to take our school 2 years to get to an A.
Okay.
Our state results when we get our test back. Last year in math, we were 29% proficient. That's horrible. The state average is 30, just compare. So we're 1% under state average.
Wow.
I definitely want to be above state average, but that's low-hanging fruit.
Right.
I want to be above state average by about 5%, 10%.
It's a good goal.
Yeah.
How are you going to achieve that, though?
A lot of it is what's called Tier 1 instruction. That's when the teacher's, you know, given the information, teaching the students how to do it. But there's really a science to it. You have an objective. You teach the vocabulary that is essential for that day. You do a math problem like, first, watch me do this. Don't take notes, just watch me do it. Then we do one together, and now the kids are starting to get the gist of it, and then you do it your own on a whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the I do, we do, you do method. So students are getting practice in class. We don't really have to assign that much homework, because I know as a teacher, they've been doing 12 of these already during class.
Okay.
So that formula is successful in math. And then you do a formative assessment just to make sure your students can do it. Hey, what do we do today? Can you do the sample problem before you leave? Call it an exit ticket. And I think just being intentional about your planning every day. We have these slideshows that came with our new curriculum. And sometimes people look at that and just play the slideshow and think they're teaching.
Oh,
you have to explain the slides.
Mm-hmm.
Kids can read the slide. That's different. Your job is to teach the slide.
Right, right, right. Do you get the parents involved too? Like, say, when you have that conference, you know, parent-teacher conference, and say, and talk about what, I mean, I'm going to circle back here, you know, those math, what did you call that? math warm-up or math keeping it fresh, and that 5 times 8, you know.
Yeah, math facts.
Math what?
Facts.
Math facts, right.
Yes.
Just tell the parents, go through a few math facts on your way to school.
Yeah. You're going to have a conversation with your kid in the car, hopefully, on the way to school.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do today? You know, it's 5 minutes, because ideally, you know, you could do it at home, but right. I know parents are busy, so in the car is a great time to do it. Turn down the radio. And just, hey, what's 7 times 6? What's 5 times 3? Work on those math facts.
I got you. You're a big Duran Duran fan?
I love Duran Duran. Going to go see them in May.
I know you did, because I could tell by the song you were humming earlier. There's a little Rio from Duran Duran, Simon Le Bon and company, right? Great band back in the day. Didn't appreciate him as much as I should have, probably.
Yeah, I don't know. I agree with you. I don't know why. Maybe MTV didn't play him enough.
Oh, MTV played him plenty. Man. Anyway, great to talk to you. Again, congratulations to Larry Olson. Larry, congratulations on your next job next year, Thunderbolt Middle School principal.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Big step.
I love it. Looking forward to it.
I got a feeling it's going to be a layup for you. You're going to be fine.
Slam dunk.
All right. Stay with us. I'll be right back on Speak Out. And David Rose, the Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board President, is my guest in a recorded interview. Stay with us. I'll be right back. As promised, Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board President David Rose back on the program.
Hey, good afternoon, good morning, good to be with you.
We tried to get another board member, but alas.
Yeah. Hey, it's all good, I'm here.
It happens, right? So we stay with the president, we stay with what got us here. All right, a few topics to talk about which are hot off the presses. One, not so hot, I mean a lot of people already know about this, but clear up the early release day. There's a new day and it's been a while.
Yes, absolutely. So starting next school year, we are moving early release to Fridays, and it will be 1 p.m. dismissal. Of course, the high school gets out before that, but for all other schools, it will be 1 p.m.
Why did it move? It was on Thursday, right?
So when we were – that's a great question. When we were running for school board, some of the conversations that Matt and I and Evelyn were having during the campaign with staff and – parents was early release on Thursday being an issue, and I said, hey, we'll look into that. And you know, for me it made more sense to be on Friday. And you know, so what we did is we sent out a survey. Let's hear from families, let's hear from our teachers and staff. And overwhelmingly from families, it was they wanted early release moved to Friday. There was 2 votes, I believe, from what I remember of the survey, that was voted, 2 folks voted to get rid of early release all the way together, and then that was families. And then staff was really almost tied between keeping it on Thursday. There was a little bit higher percentage to move it to Friday. And one of the things that I campaigned on, as well as Matt and Evelyn, was putting families in the driver's seat and their voice being heard. And whenever I voted yes that day on the governing board, I made that decision because I told families, I'm putting you in the driver's seat, and they overwhelmingly voted to move early release to Friday. Their voice was heard, and I was going to make sure that what they asked for was going to be implemented.
Was that a unanimous vote?
No, it was a 3-to-1 vote. Member Tinsley was not on the dais that evening.
Gotcha.
She was not able to make it. And then Lisa Ramon voted yes. Matt Houston voted yes, I voted yes, and Mike Kern voted no.
Once again, you and Lisa Ramon on the same page.
So I will say this, Lisa did have some reservations in regards to early release. She was also a fan of keeping it on Thursdays, and she had some strong arguments of why. But she also understood that it would have came back up for another vote had she voted no, it would have stalled. And then in the next meeting, you know, if Member Tinsley would have voted yes, which I've not spoken to her either way. But hey, parents won. It was a great victory, I believe. And again, we delivered another campaign promise. But for me, you know, Fridays, you know, the big argument is, oh, you know, attendance is going to be terrible. So during our process, Christy Olson found our student achievement director, found another school district here in Arizona that has early release on Fridays. They've had early release on Fridays for the last 4 years, and it has not affected their attendance whatsoever.
Very interesting.
Yeah. And you know, my view is if a family's going to miss on Friday, they're going to miss on Friday regardless if it's an early release day or not. And I believe that it allows families the opportunity to say, hey, you know what? We can leave a little earlier.
Right.
And our son or daughter can still go to school, and then when school's out, we can get on the road and head out of town. It also helps with our athletes who are traveling, games, that type of thing. So I think it's a win all the way around. We're going to do a trial year to monitor attendance and see how things go. But I trust parents. I believe parents are going to make the right decision, and I trust our staff. So
I had heard that the athletes and coaches were strongly in favor of it going to Friday.
Yes, absolutely. It's what's best for them. You know, we have to, you know, when you're making those decisions, you have to take all things into account. And of course, as a governing board, the number one thing that you're focused on is student achievement. And I really believe that having early release on Thursday is, in my opinion, I don't have any data to back this up. It is the opinion of David Rose, but I believe that historically the district has had two Fridays.
Right.
You know,
they're going to take Friday off anyway.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we're doing a trial year. I'm trusting parents. I'm excited that their voice got to be heard. We did what parents asked, and that's what's important. Parents, their voices need to be heard. So I'm very thankful for our governing board, and we're looking forward to next year.
Again, I'm talking to Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board President David Rose. This is a recorded interview. Please do not call the show at this time. So the big news in the first segment of the show today, we had the new Thunderbolt principal, and you wanted to talk about Larry
Olson.
Yes,
so we're, you know, another campaign promise. You know, one of the things during the campaign, we continuously heard from middle school families how horrible the middle school was. And as well as staff, we had met with some of the teachers from the middle school who were considering leaving, and we asked them, if we get elected, would you consider staying? Please stay. Give us an opportunity to actually fix it. And that's what we've done. So as you know, Amy Barney has been serving as the principal now for 2 years as the principal. She started as the interim principal and now the principal of Thunderbolt Middle School. And she has done an amazing job of building strong culture, changing the atmosphere, and really putting students first again, as well as implementing discipline policies, and it's been great.
There's more accountability from what I hear.
Yes, 100%. And she's done a phenomenal job, and now she is heading to the high school to become the new principal at Lake Havasu High School. She's going to do exceptional there. And
which she's already had experience there.
Yes.
Because she was a team player about it, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Went from the high school, was a
assistant principal.
Assistant or vice principal, and went to Thunderbolt to help straighten things out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now things are straightened out.
Yeah. And so now we got Larry Olson coming in. Larry's been with the district for a long time. And everybody, like the response of Mr. Olson coming in as the principal, overwhelmingly positive. I believe out of every decision that this governing board has made, and any hiring committee has made, this is the one thing everybody has been on board with. The Olsons are just amazing leaders in the district. Of course, Christy Olson is our student achievement director. Mm-hmm. They put students first. They care about what staff thinks. And they just are exceptional leaders, and we're very thankful for them. Super thankful and excited for Mr. Olson going to Thunderbolt and continuing to build on what Miss Barney has done there. I think next year is going to be an exciting year for Thunderbolt Middle School, and I think he is going to be an amazing leader for that school.
Is this something that the board takes an active lead on, with the interview process or anything like that, or is this up to the district?
No. So the way it works is HR opens up an application process, and those who are wanting to apply. Then there is a hiring committee that is put together by by HR and the superintendent, and a board member, one or two board members, can sit on that committee. I did not sit on this committee. Unfortunately, I was out of town that day. But two other board members, I believe, did. And the committee overwhelmingly picked Mr. Olson. And then the recommendation from the committee goes to the superintendent. And then the superintendent forwards that recommendation to the governing board. And ultimately, the final decision is the governing board. So, you know, for us to vote yes or no. And it was a unanimous vote yes. And we're super excited. He's going to do an amazing job.
Speaking of superintendent, we now have, I think we covered this last month, but it's worth covering again. Scott Becker.
Yes.
Goes to assistant superintendent.
Yes.
Why the new position?
So as you know, Dr. Stone has been out, for family reasons, but she's still working every single day. She's heavily involved. And I know there's been some questions in regard to that. We had the assistant or the interim superintendent, that turned out not to
Skinner.
Be Dr. Skinner.
Uh-huh.
And the board had to make a decision to remove her. And we felt at that time the greatest decision was to ask Dr. Stone to come back, off of the FMLA given the situation, we felt that it was best, what's best for the district, and it brought everything back together. It was kind of one of those things, mom's home. And
it's always good to have a contingency plan. I think
correct.
That's what we
yes.
boil this down to.
Yeah, and so Dr. Stone's involved in the district every single day, but also now Mr. Becker is, and this is not a new position. The district used to have an assistant superintendent, and I believe it is a needed position. When we looked at how administration was flowing through the district office, mm-hmm. for us it made more sense to have an assistant superintendent instead of a director of student services. So that department will now fall under the assistant superintendent's lead, and Mr. Keller is now, who was our student services director, is now the principal of Jamaica Elementary School, and we're excited about that as well. He's doing an amazing job there. So we're excited. You know, all good changes. Mr. Becker loves this district. He has done an exceptional job mm-hmm. at the high school as the principal, and we're looking forward to him serving as assistant superintendent.
ESA funds. Now, I was talking to somebody pretty close to the district who's a former employee of the district, and we were talking about ESA funds and the fraud rate and this, that, and the other thing, and she disagreed with me, which would mean you disagree with the Goldwater Institute and their findings. You can go see find the interview at Speak Out Extra Uncut, and that's with Matt Weinberg, one of their he's the director of education
yeah.
policy for Goldwater, and see what he has to say about it. But now come to find out, the district, Lake Havasu Unified School District, is going to be accepting ESA funds? How does that work?
Yes, so school districts can accept ESA funds. And so this is to serve our homeschool community here in Lake Havasu City. I believe in partnership. Education is not meant to be in competition. And the whole point, I believe, of ESAs, it should challenge the district to do a better job, be a better district. Ask questions. Well, why are families pulling their kids out of the district?
Why are they looking for the alternative?
Yeah, why are they looking for the alternative? Mm-hmm. It should be a sign. Something needs to be fixed. And also understanding that public school is not for all students. And I think teachers will tell you that. Even people who are against ESAs will tell you public school just isn't always for everyone. And so what ESA funds do for us now gives us the opportunity to accept ESA funds, serve our homeschool community. And let's say that you have, you're a parent and you're really struggling with math to help your child in math, and you want your child to take a math class in the district. You can enroll your student. There will be a tuition for that class.
Mm-hmm.
Or greater, our CTE program at the high school. If you want your student wants to be involved in our CTE program, then they can enroll, they can pay the tuition that the district sets, and be part of the school district. And so we're really excited about this. A lot of details are still being worked on of what that's going to look like on the district level. But I presented this just a few months ago in a board meeting, and it's something I've been working on behind the scenes with the superintendent,
mm-hmm.
and she loved the idea. Mesa School District is actually already doing this. I would love to say, hey, we were the first. We were not, but we will be the second. But I just think that we've got to stop looking as ESA students, as our families, as our you know, they're our opponent. No, we need to partner together.
They're students.
Yeah, they're students, and we want them involved mm-hmm. in the district. And so we're super excited about that to serve our homeschool families here in Lake Havasu.
Are there revenue projections on this, on what ESAs will bring?
For the district, not at this time.
Not yet. Okay. No. This is a recorded interview with Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board President David Rose. A recorded interview. Please do not call Speak Out at this time. So we got to talking earlier about graduation, and then it just dawned on me that the candidates forum is coming up on June 17th. And then you and I had met pretty much at the education candidates forum in that. And I thought, wow, there was such a big divide between the MAGA team and the other candidates. It's like, really? This is kind of silly.
Yeah.
I know there was some pushback in the beginning, but has that all kind of settled down a little bit?
You know, it has. After the election, you know, I begin, me, Matt, and Evelyn, we begin to sit down and have conversations with folks who were on the other side of the aisle or did not support us and say, look, the election's over. We're here to serve, and we're here to serve students and families and teachers and staff. And we have to do that together. We can't do that and there be this animosity within the district.
One of my favorite sayings, here's the bus, here's you, right? You're outside the bus,
right?
You want to get on the bus with us, or, you know, you want to find another bus?
Yeah, exactly. And so it's been great. Of course, you know, the first few months were a little rough. There was some opposition. There were some folks that came against us, the decisions we were making, and we, you know, worked through all of that. We had conversations, we met with them, and, those things have turned around.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it took us a little bit to get our hands on the wheel and figure out how to drive the car. And, it's been great. And, you know, one of the things, and I say this all the time, people thought Lisa Ramon and myself were going to just kill each other.
That's funny.
And that's not happened at all. And it comes back to Paul. We got to have conversations. We can agree to disagree on issues and still have a friendship or still care about each other. And this poison that has entered politics, that if you're on the opposite aisle of me, I'm supposed to hate you. And what we've allowed to happen in America is we've allowed the media to divide us. We've allowed the, as President Trump calls it, the fake news they want us to hate each other, but it's not them. We got to look about who is funding that.
I was just thinking the same thing.
And it's called other nations.
Mm-hmm.
Communist China is funding that.
I was thinking
Iran,
George Soros myself.
George Soros.
Yeah.
Iran, mm-hmm. those types of, the greatest thing that any nation that hates America can see is America turned on itself. And that's where we are right now. We're in a very dangerous position where we need to get back to caring about one another, have honest conversations. You can agree to disagree and still be neighbors and have, you know, go have dinner together, hang out, watch a game together, whatever, and be on opposite ends of the aisle. And I tell Lisa all the time, we've really become the example of what governing from opposite sides of the aisle can look like when you take your divisions and say, okay, let's work through it, let's talk through this. And, you know, she's voted yes on a lot of conservative policy, not because she's a Republican, but because it made sense. It was what was best for kids. And I was able to have a conversation with her. She was able to do her own research. I can promise you, Member Ramon is not a person that's going to make a vote without doing her own research, her own data research, and really making an informed decision before she votes yay or nay. And she's done that on every vote that she's taking. And it's been great. And there's times that she disagrees with us, and that's okay. You know, Member Kern the other night voted no against the early release.
Mm-hmm.
But I want the board members, as board president, I want the members that I serve with to stand by their vote, stand by their conviction. And if you're against a decision this board's making, by all means, do not change your mind. Vote no. If it is what you feel in your heart is the right thing to do, then do it. And I'm going to do the same. And it's been great.
I got a couple more topics, starting with teacher retention. We're at the end of the school year.
Yeah.
Another year coming.
Yeah.
How are we doing on teacher retention?
We're doing great. And we had a lot. I know there was some scuttle because there were some new teacher positions that were posted. And people were like, oh, all these teachers are leaving. Actually, that's not true at all.
You're supplementing?
We are piloting smaller classroom sizes.
Ah.
So we're hiring teachers because, again, another promise that we made on the campaign trail was smaller classroom sizes. And so we have to ease into that because there's a cost with it. And so we have to remain fiscally conservative as well as deliver on smaller classroom sizes in the schools that really need it the most to help those students to improve in student achievement, student success. And so it's been great. Teachers are staying. We fixed admin pay. There will be an announcement in our next governing board meeting about who the new principal of Oral Grande Elementary School is. And again, we've created the succession plan of grow our own. And so
from within. Yeah,
and
sure.
And it's been great. So.
Okay, last question. You've been board president since you came on board, since you were elected.
Yeah.
Any chance that you're going to step down as board president?
I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Okay, perfect. That's all I wanted to know.
Well, I know
you have other plans legislatively.
Correct. No, so. I will remain board president this finish out my term. And then in January, you know, we vote every January on leadership, president, vice president. And I'm here to serve at the leisure of the board and the people. And whatever decision and nominations are made, you know, it's good.
Well, you're doing a great job, and I don't even have a child in the district anymore. Well. So. All right, David Rose, our guest. Again, a recorded interview. He is the president of the Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board and another successful voyage for us.
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
All right.
Thanks, David. We'll be back with more after this on Speak Out. Boy, this player just has a mind of its own today, for sure. All right, yeah, there goes changing songs again. All right, on the show tomorrow, it looks like Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. And, boy, I just went through four songs on an outro of 30 seconds. Nice. Sean Hannity up next, preceded by Fox News. I'll get this thing under control. See you tomorrow on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.